Well, within the next few days, July the 16th, Rance Allen and the Rance Allen Group, Rance, Tom, and Steve Allen, will be recording our 20th album. And out of the 20, this will be the second live album. And it's going to be done in Detroit at Greater Grace Temple, where the Bishop Charles Ellis is the pastor. And man, it's going to be on Friday night. And it is our intention to give God all the glory and receive in return all the victory.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, HJ, I'm inviting all of your listeners to come and celebrate with us. Come and let's have a Holy Ghost party together. And I'm told that Shirley Caesar is going to be there.
Okay.
And Paul Porter of Christian Air is going to be there. We're thinking that Karen Clark Sheard is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Has been one of the baddest singing ladies I know.
I'm telling you.
Vanessa Bell Armstrong is going to be there as well. So it's going to be a great, great night of service.
Wow, it sounds like you guys are going to have a Holy Ghost good time.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Rance, putting out another album, what album will this be for you? What number?
This will be number 20.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this will be album number 20. And the good thing about it, HJ, is that we have not been one of those groups that, shuffling out an album every 6 months or every year.
Mm-hmm.
We've had spans of time that were as much as 7 years, and God has still allowed us, as inconsistent as some would say that we've been in releasing albums. When you get 20 albums to your credit, not to mention all of the best of albums and the remakes and so on, we are bountifully, bountifully blessed to say that we have published 20 Rance Allen Group albums.
Wow. I guess the phenomenal, legendary Rance Allen. Rance, what does it take to have staying power like Rance Allen?
Oh boy, that is a question, sir. But as I think about it, I've always asked the Lord to let me be the vessel that He would use to minister gospel music. All nations. And, whom the Lord sends, He qualifies. And wherever they need to be strengthened or enlightened, God does that. And I think that in particular, and then just my love for gospel music and for people. I can sit down and watch a television show or go see a movie or just happen to be sitting in on a situation between people and get a song out of it. And I think the ability to be able to discern and take a deeper look into situations has also allowed me allowed me to do that.
It has just been a blessing. Rance Allen is our guest as we wrap things up. Anyone ever told you you have a unique voice? I mean, when Rance Allen comes on the radio, people know that's Rance Allen.
Well, that's good to hear, man. I thank the Lord for that, too. Singing has always been a gift that I have cherished from the Lord. I can remember being a five-year-old boy and noticing that there's just something that God places within me to be able to sing it maybe just a little different than maybe somebody else would. And he's done that with me for all of my life, and I pray that he would continue because, AJ, that's what keeps me going, hearing people say what you just said.
Wow.
That, they can always spot my voice whenever they hear it.
Great voice. Great voice. Love to hear it. You know, when you hear that Rance Allen's voice, you stop. And you listen. And you say, wow, you know. Rance, it has been a pleasure. And may God continue to bless you. And may you guys continue to have a great time July 16th. And many, many more albums. We're looking for many more albums, many more blessings from you. And may God continue to bless your ministry. The legendary Rance Allen, it has been a pleasure.
God bless you and thank you.
You.